The casino operator, Sky City, says the company's revenue is on track, but costs are rising and it's keeping a close eye on the slowdown in tourist numbers and the wider economy. The company's told shareholders at this morning's annual meeting there's no change in its full-year guidance at this stage, but it will provide an update next month. Next year is expected to be a big one for the company, with the Adelaide casino renovations due to be completed in October and with the Auckland Hotel and International Convention Centre set to open by the end of next year. The chief executive, Graham Stephen, says the company's received about $40 million in liquidated damages from Fletcher Building for the delays in the completion of the Auckland project. And he says the tide's turned in favour of Sky City when it comes to the winning ways of its international customers.
We're off to a reasonable start in New Zealand with the trends in the EGM, the electronic gaming machine business, continuing. So good performance in New Zealand. A reasonable start in international business. We adjust because our customers get lucky, we get lucky, and we try and say what should have happened based on what they gambled. Well, the pendulum predictably has swung, and it's our turn to get lucky, and that translates into a lower turnover, but luck on our side for the time being.
And that's the chief executive of Sky City, Graham Stephens, and we do apologise for the quality of that audio.